waiting for is he, like, he might be getting a coffee or got a phone call. Tell you something funny, guys, at least funny to me. When I got my first house in Tennessee and I had to put a fence up, chain link fence around the whole backyard, which was about a anywhere from a quarter to a half acre lot, I put a backyard fence around there for the dog. I had a little small dog. My wife and I, we had a walk-behind, self-propelled lawnmower, talking about lawnmowers, and you guys made me think of it, talking about electric lawnmowers and that, is when we first got this property and cut the grass. I didn't mind cutting it with the walk-behind, self-propelled. No big deal. But we got out there one day, and I bet the neighbors thought we were weird. We stood on each side of, you know, it was a long yard from front to back, and it was a little narrower. So in the chain link backyard, my wife was back there one day doing something with flowers. I said, hey, come here a minute. I stood on one side of the property. She stood on the other side in the backyard. And we sent the lawnmower back and forth and back and forth for quite a while, where we just turned it around and sent it back on the next lane of grass and had a rope tied, a bungee cord around the thing that keeps itself propelled. And the neighbors probably thought we were weird. I just did it for fun of it. You know, say, hey, come here, let's try this. The neighbors thought, oh, great. What kind of people are these? We only did it one time. I don't know if Sean's in there at Dakota or Wally, whoever takes it, take it, KE4ZYQ.